Pfizer spent millions currying favor with Democrats and Republicans in 2022. And they've got the list. And we're going to name names and show you why they are silent. Pfizer is investing in political races because long ago, they invested and owned CNN and Fox News and all these different politicians. So in the last election cycle, Pfizer, its political arm, supported 1,927 candidates, about 2,000, let's say, and multiple political committees. As I said earlier, 52% of the money went to Republicans and 48% went to Democrats. And so they've got three different tiers of people, really. Oh, you got people who got $2,500 or less. This is the first tier. People like Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, Senator Tuberville, Senator Sinema of Arizona, Senator Cotton of Arkansas, Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, Democrat Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz of Florida, Jim Banks of Indiana, Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, the Republican governor of Mississippi, Tate Reeves, and Kristi Noem of South Dakota, who is making her bid to be vice president with Trump. In the second tier, you have Republican Representative Devin Nunes of California, Democrat Senators Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, Chris Coons of Delaware, Mazie Hirono of Hawaii, Tammy Duckworth of Illinois. You've got on the Republican side, you've got Tim Scott, who was running for president. Bob Menendez of New Jersey. I wonder if they paid old Bob. I wonder if they gave him gold bars. You know, that seems to be the way he prefers his graft and corruption. You've also got Republican governors, Kim Reynolds of Iowa, Greg Abbott of Texas. I said from the very beginning, when he got these billions of dollars from Trump, Greg Abbott, the first thing he did was he gave $300 million to this little tiny shell corporation. I mean, there was nobody there. You had it, one alternative media guy went up and filmed. He said, this is an empty office. And if you look at the resume of this guy, he's like, where is he coming from? And there were a lot of stories from both conservative and liberal press that came out asking questions. What is this about? $300 million for contact tracing of people to some guy that doesn't have any credentials and a company that nobody's ever heard of up in Frisco, Texas. And then all of a sudden it just stopped. Everybody stopped talking about it. I thought, okay, well, I think I know where Abbott is coming from. Also, Brian Kemp, Governor Kemp of Georgia. The guy who has gone to Davos, World Economic Forum, and many other things that he's done. Brad Little of Idaho, one of the worst of the lockdown governors. All these people would say, well, it's just the Democrat governors. It's like, no, they all took the money. Just like you got Republicans and Democrats all taking the money from Pfizer. They all took it from Trump as well to do the stuff that Trump wanted. They're taking the money from Pfizer to do what Pfizer wants. Brad Little in Idaho was given more money by Donald Trump than the entire state budget. And it was all at his personal discretion, just like it was for all these governors, Greg Abbott, all of them. Okay. It was all their personal discretion, what they want to do with it. Gavin Newsom, Trump just gave the, you know, tens of billions of dollars to each of these governors. And so there was a Republican legislature in Idaho, along with a Republican governor. And just like it was in Texas, they pulled this all off on a year in which those state legislatures don't meet. Now, in Idaho, the Republican legislators said, we need to have a special session. We got to stop some of this stuff that Brad Little is doing. Brad Little dissolved them, told them they couldn't meet, and they then backed down. And he's acting like some colonial government. A governor in Virginia or something, you know, prior to the American Revolution, telling you, disbanding the state legislature. Then he put together some rules which would have basically put financial blackmail on businesses. Said, if you enforce our rules, if you tell people that they got to do the ritual of going in one door and out the other, and they got to stay 6 feet apart, and they got to wear masks. If you do all this stuff, we're going to indemnify you. We will protect you from any liability in case somebody sues you because they get COVID and get sick. But if you don't do that, oh, well, people might sue you and you might lose your business after all. That was what Brad Little put together. And then he called the Republican legislature into service. So, yeah, he got a lot of money from Pfizer. That second tier, they got $6,500. Then we go to the third tier. In the third tier, you've got Chuck Grassley of Iowa. You've got Rand Paul of Kentucky. Now you know why Rand Paul had his wife buying remdesivir stock on the side. Why Rand Paul would get Fauci in and say, you know, Dr. Fauci, with this vaccine that you're pushing, you're going to create vaccine hesitancy by pushing this when it's not been tested. Rand Paul's big concern when they were talking about vaccine mandates. Well, you're not going to mandate this for people like me who've already had it, right? And can prove that they've had it. It's like, what is that about? Why would you draw the line there? That's insane. And then Rand Paul, whose biggest issue is how he made this all about Fauci and only about Fauci, and how he made it about the Wuhan lab and only about the Wuhan lab, not even about the vaccine. Rand Paul was paid off. Mike Lee of Utah, paid off. Steve Scalise of Louisiana, paid off. They all got between $7,500 and $9,000 apiece, which is a pretty big contribution for corporation to these senators. Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Chuck Schumer, New York, Governor Michelle Grisham of New Mexico, they each got $10,000. Mike DeWine of Ohio got $14,700. Yeah, $1 million Mike, the guy who set up the possibility that you could win $1 million if you take this jab, that Republican governor, $14,700. Republican Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire and Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul of New York each got $15,000, while Glenn Youngkin of Virginia got the most, $25,000. Remember how they were pushing him and saying, you know, he's the real alternative to Trump and everything. And if the election had gone more Republican in Virginia, the establishment people were really going to push him as an alternative to Trump. He's also somebody who's gone to Davos. And by the way, you know, when we talk about $1 million Mike DeWine, on his COVID team was Ramaswamy, who was out there trying to set up a deal for surveillance and tracing, the same type of thing that I was talking about with Greg Abbott, except that Ramaswamy wanted to be the guy who was going to make the money off of it. Pfizer gave altogether $2.5 million to individual candidates and more than $6 million to leadership PACs and trade associations and party committees. So for $8.5 million, Pfizer got tens of billions of dollars from Donald Trump and these senators. And these congressmen who will not do anything to pull it back and will not oppose them on anything. Think about that. Think about what a fantastic return on investment that is. You give these people millions of dollars and you get back tens of millions of dollars. In other words, for every dollar that you give a politician, you get back $10,000. That's why we have the corruption we do. That's why you're not going to fix it in Washington. They have unlimited amounts of money, your money, and made up fiat currency that they can send out, and you're not going to pull it back. As LifeSite says, as can be gleaned from some of the names such as Rand Paul receiving Pfizer money doesn't necessarily correlate with support for the medical establishment or the left-wing COVID-19 policies. Oh, no, it did. It did. They're wrong about that. As I said, you know, pushing for vaccine, you're going to create vaccine hesitancy, Dr. Fauci. Buying the remdesivir stock, making it all about the Wuhan lab and pushing this narrative about some kind of virus. So Do you buy, you know, when you look at the advertising that's on the network TV stuff, let me just ask you, you know, do you buy these pharmaceutical products because of the ads that you see there? Do you really ask your doctor? You know, doctor, I would really like to have this, this mumma-dibba-dibba-dibba, you know, they come up with these ridiculous names. I really need to have that. Can you look in, can I get that from you? No, people are not asking them for that. Pfizer's not trying to sell you drugs with their Ask Your Doctor commercials. They're not trying to sell you anything. They're buying Fox. They're buying CNN. They're buying people like Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity and Jesse Waters. That's who they're buying. They're not selling anything to you. And they're buying these politicians, left and right.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.